This is In Demand, and we are on a very swanky tour bus.
Swanky indeed.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at the lights you've got and the mirror on the ceiling. What's that all about, Bruno Mars?
Just some porn star stuff.
It's got to be done. You're a global superstar now, so you get the best tour bus they've got.
Oh, no. You know what? The last tour, then when I visited you guys, man, the buses we've been on have been pretty horrendous.
Okay.
And, you know, this is where we live for 2 months. And it's... We've worked very hard to get here. There's 15 guys on this bus.
Does it smell sometimes?
You know what? We've been pretty good about that. We got a very well-bathed crew.
Hygienic.
Hygienic. There was the word. Hygienic crew.
Good, good. We like to hear that. Now, we were just saying before the interview started, last time we saw you was when you came with Travi.
That's right.
You did Billionaire for us. We had a lovely time. Thank you again for that, by the way.
Oh, man, I can't wait to come back.
Yeah, we need to do some more tracks.
We need some more songs.
Definitely. It was really good fun. And since then, well, there's been Christmas. Oh, you've won a Grammy.
Oh, oops.
Oh, hello.
Oh, that
How
thing.
Amazing was
it's
that?
It's actually right here. You want to see it? There it is.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How was that for you? That must have been really weird, but probably the coolest thing ever.
You know what? It was one of the hardest, toughest 2 weeks of my life preparing for the performance. And, you know, I lost my voice the day of. Everything was kind of bittersweet. I mean, but when we got that news, and it's just kind of like, wow, what the hell am I doing? You know, I won a Grammy.
Yeah.
This is my first album. My first single won a Grammy. It's just like, it's amazing. It's amazing what's going on right now.
Okay, and where have you put the Grammy? Have you got it back? Because they have to send them off,
actually,
don't they?
It's actually in the store right now. I'm making it into a necklace.
That is
and
one
when I
hell of a
to
necklace.
Manchester, I shall be wearing it around my neck.
I wouldn't. Not around here. Not around these parts. Someone will have it straight
Someone
away.
Someone will have it straight away.
And of course, the Smeezingtons nominated as well.
Oh, yeah.
What was it like as a whole night? Did you enjoy the night itself? Or was it really long? Because it's a long ceremony.
It was, you know what? It was a little bit of every emotion you could think of. You know, you're excited, you're tired, you're nervous. It's just so many different things. And then when it's over, you're like, okay, let's get back to life now. You know,
yeah.
Let's get back to our lives. The pressure's incredible, but we really walked away having a lot of fun. You know, we got to dress up and put some suits on and. It was great, you know, see some of the people that we worked with and some new people we'd love to work with. So it was just cool. It was cool being there.
Now let's talk about your next single, because you've released this video with Damian Marley for Liquor Store
that's
Blues.
Right,
is that the next single?
No,
because
no.
I read on your Twitter, you just put # lazy song. And
yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. No, the Liquor Store Blues, that was something me and Damian just did like...
Just for fun.
Just for fun.
I thought so.
Yeah, and... people got a little mad about that video, huh? Like, he's not dragging a piano in this one. How come he's not making magic with the tape? No, that was just, you know, it's one of my favorite songs on the track. And Damian Marley was in town for like 2 days. And I called him up and I said, hey, man, can we shoot a video for this? Just something to put out virally, give people give people a visual. So we put it together. It was, you know, that
just
was
a bit of fun.
Just a little bit of fun.
But Lazy Song is
the Lazy Song is the official third single.
Yes. I love that song.
Me too.
I just think it's so relatable.
I mean, who doesn't feel like that, right?
Yeah.
Once in a while.
You just do nothing all day.
We need to make today National Lazy Day.
Do you think?
Can we try that?
I think we should. National That's Lazy Day would
National
be amazing.
Lazy Day.
Okay, so when this interview goes out.
What day would that be?
I'm not sure what day yet. We haven't.
All right.
It'll be very soon.
Whatever day it is, that will be.
It will be National Lazy Day.
National Lazy Day.
And we'll tweet you and tell you.
And I'll tweet you right back.
So you're not allowed to do anything that day.
Okay.
To cancel everything. Sorry, I can't come on your show. I can't perform.
Exactly.
I'm doing nothing.
I'm doing nothing.
Now, apart from that, one of my favourites on the album is The Other Side.
CeeLo
and B.O.B. Will you see that as a future single? Do you actually get to choose the singles yourself?
Yeah,
or?
Of course. You know.
Because a lot of artists don't, do they?
I don't know.
Okay.
But, you know, I have so much, like, personal connection with each song. The Other Side is really, like, we spent a lot of time. I remember being in the studio for a long time, putting the music together and trying to make it as special as possible. And it is definitely, you know, I opened the show with that song. It's kind of just like the...
It's a big song,
isn't
it?
It's a big tune.
Yeah.
I'd love for that to be the next singer. You never know.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Can we get you to introduce the Lazy Song for us?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bruno Mars, and today is National Lazy Day. Therefore, we are going to play you the third single off my album. This is the Lazy Song. Bach with it.
Amazing. It's the latest single from Bruno Mars, the Lazy Song. I am with the man himself on his resplendent tour bus.
Swanky.
It's a beauty. It's got leather seats as well.
It's not real leather.
It's not?
No.
Fake? Okay, that's fine. Now, of course, you are a hugely popular artist on our show. Now, we get a lot of requests for your songs. A lot of requests are from ladies. You seem to have... You cast this spell over the women of the world.
What up, ladies?
So, I'm thinking, if you were going to go on a date with a lady, let's talk through the first date, just to make these women feel special, make me feel a bit special. How? Where would we go? What would we do?
First, I'd hit them with a club. Drag them to my...
Nice. My... Literally. Just hit them with the... Yeah. Club them over the head.
Club, okay. Club over the head.
Drag them to your
school.
Lair.
Old school. Old school.
Yeah.
What would I do? You know what?
Would we go for food?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm old school like that. Like, I like that kind of stuff. I think it's very important to, you know, make sure you're able to conversate and speak, you know, on the first date to get to know if you guys even like each other or not. And, yeah, food. I like, let's get dinner. Let's get dinner and then see where the night takes us.
Now, I don't think we should have spaghetti, because that gets messy.
That gets messy. It's got to be something light. I like sushi.
Yeah, we like sushi.
I think sushi's nice.
Yeah.
A little bit of sake.
Mm-hmm.
Or a lot of
or
sake.
Or a lot. Yeah.
Your call.
It's strong stuff.
And it's great.
Yeah, we'll have lots.
And, you know, I like to... I don't really like to plan things. You know, oh, we gotta be here at 9 o'clock. We gotta be here at 10. We're gonna miss this.
Yeah.
You know, it's really like I could stay at the sushi bar for hours and hours if I'm having a good time.
Then maybe go to a cocktail bar.
Yeah, go to a kind of listen to some music.
Then
get
hit
a little
the club
closer.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't get weirded out, all right? Run with this.
And then I'm thinking we hit a club.
That's what you're thinking, huh?
Yeah.
You 2011 girl, you. I'm definitely.
Or were you not down for that?
I like. It just really depends.
Depends on the
person. On how much sake.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it depends. It really depends. But I love you know, taking a girl out to dance.
Yeah, exactly.
That's always fun.
Because you can get an idea of the rhythm, then you can get an idea of what might happen later.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to think about these things.
You really do, in this day and age.
Not on that night, necessarily. If we're going to be traditional.
Whoa. What are you talking about?
You got to have a second date first.
Whoa.
Oh, no,
whoa.
Your first date, man.
What's all this second date talk?
He's like, love him and leave him.
Definitely. I, you know what? I've always had the best times just freestyling it. And, you know, then you end up in some park somewhere, you know.
Exactly.
At 2 in
just
the morning,
out.
Hanging out.
That's nice, though.
Isn't that right?
Doesn't have to cost anything. Oh, that's why the ladies love you, Bruno.
And I love the ladies.
Now, before you go, you've said in the past that you are a fan of artists like Jessie J.
Yeah.
Also, there's a band called JLS from the UK who have said they are working with you. Is that true or false?
I haven't worked with them yet.
No. Has there been sort of talks about it?
I don't know. I've been on the road, so maybe my people are talking something back.
You've just got a long list of artists.
You know, but I'm down to work with whoever. I'm familiar with JLS, and you know, whenever we can, let's get in. Let's do a record.
Okay, who do you most admire at the moment in the British music industry? For
Adele.
Oh, wow, she's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, she's those are serious vocals right there, and I'd love to get into the studio with her. I actually met her. We did a show together called The Voice of Holland in Holland, and she was just a sweetheart. And you know, I bought her record recently, and she's just amazing.
I bet you could do her accent, actually, because last time you guys were all like doing the London accent, innit?
Oh man, every time we come here you make me do this accent, but I can't really do it, to be quite honest.
It's really cute though. It was hilarious because last time you were introducing the songs, or we got Phil to introduce
Phil,
the songs.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you've known him from looking on you.
Mr. Bruno Mars. Now, while you're in the UK, have you been able to watch any of the TV stuff that we do over here? Any of the shows?
What did I watch? I was on the Graham Norton show.
Yeah, what was that like? Because he's funny.
He is funny. He is, you know what? That was actually the first time I've been on a couch, like on TV. I haven't even done that back home in America.
Did you not just want to lie down and fall asleep?
Well, it's just, you know, the way they get down, it's cool because, you know, they just keep bringing the guest out and everyone starts talking. But I was the last guest. So they all kind of had their little vibe going already, and I just sat down and trying to, you know, catch a vibe with them.
Let me in.
But, you know, they were all sweet. As a matter of fact, I think Stanley Tucci's coming to our show in London.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Isn't that cool?
That's amazing.
And I'm a big fan of his acting, and I sat next to him on the couch, and I think he's bringing his kids to our show.
Aw, you have to maybe
I think either Stanley Tucci or Danley Hoochie might come. One of the two.
Danley Hoochie.
You don't want to know.
Okay, is that his alter ego? The other side. Now, literally, one more question for you. Festivals, UK festivals, which ones are you doing?
Two.
Glastonbury?
The V.
V?
Wireless. You can say it, you know, you don't have to give me
a I'm going to be at Wireless.
Wireless, I'm doing
there.
Oxygen. Woodstock.
I wish there was a Woodstock. You doing Tea in the Park?
Tea in the Park.
All of them.
I'm doing Pee in the Park.
Can you imagine that? I'm like, can imagine that.
Pee after dark.
To be fair, though, at festivals in the crowd, you do have to be careful. Sometimes people, like, throw bottles at actual...
That's what I'm scared of.
Yeah?
I hope they don't do that to little old Bruno Mars.
They did it to Bieber, but it wasn't anything in the bottle, so it's fine.
Oh, is that the one where you get hit in the head?
It's funny.
We just experienced that yesterday for the first time. They were throwing stuff at us. But they throw candies and, you know, they weren't throwing anything like
that. Did you get underwear thrown at you like Tom Jones used to?
Oh, yeah, we got the biggest pair of underwear last night thrown at us. It was amazing.
Is it like a hammer?
I thought it was the security's underwear from the venue. But, yeah, they were just throwing like little, you know, candies and stuff like that.
It's all right.
It's cool, but when you're singing and you're closing your eyes and all of a sudden you feel something just slap you in the chin, you're kind of scared.
I'm trying to concentrate.
Right.
Get out.
Because you can't see anything out of the dark.
No, this is true. Thank you for spending time with us on your lovely tour bus.
It's always lovely.
Have a really good show tonight.
Are you going to come?
I can't. I'm on air. Every time we get to do a really, like, cool interview... We're on air till 10, Monday to Friday.
Damn!
I know.
That's right. Private performance at the studio very soon.
Amazing. And I'll see you at Wireless, hopefully.
Yes, you will.
Have a good one.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you.